from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I remember the excitement in our studio when the news came out that the New York Giants are acquiring this guy. And that is Brian Burns, one of the newest members of the Giants. Brian, how are you? Thanks for coming on, man.
Doing good. How are you yourself?
How are you finding New Jersey? You loving it?
Yeah. You know, it's a bit of a process to get used to everything. Coming from Charlotte, everything's so small.
Right.
To now, yeah, it's the big city.
Have you made your way to the big city? Have you been over there at all? Hanging out? Doing anything?
A little bit.
That's funny. I get the vibe you don't like it. That's the vibe I got. And that's okay.
It's intimidating. I remember my first training camp. Rodney Hampton was here, a former running back. And we can't see it now, but our practice field looked at the city. Mm-hmm. So you could see it. Mm-hmm. And the first thing he said to me was, Teak, don't go there. You will get yourself in trouble. I ended up moving into the city and living there.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
Oh, man.
And it was great.
It was the best time of your life, huh?
It was amazing. New York is interesting because the expectation is always so high for the stars that are here. And mm-hmm. the fan bases are knowledgeable about the game. As you come here and you know that, you obviously know the history of the Giants, how excited was it for you to be a part of this, especially as a coming in already established as a star player?
Yeah, like I said, the process has been interesting, but like I've been super excited, you know, once everything happened, like, but it happened so fast.
Right.
I had to hit the ground running, like, figure out where I'm going to live, like, what's going on, everything of that nature. But once it started to settle in and I started to get to know the guys, get to know the history and everything like that, you know, it's pretty exciting.
Were you aware of the trade, that it was going to happen the way that it went down, or were you just – you knew that they weren't going to come out the pocket, so it was like it'd be someplace else?
They kept me in the dark for a while,
yeah.
Like kind of like straddling the line. So for a while I didn't know, but then I kind of peep game. You feel me? Like yep. Coming down to the trade. So I was prepped a little bit for it.
Were there any other possibilities of places you could be moved to besides New York?
Yeah, there was some other places. Nothing really that was set in stone, but it's just like word of mouth.
Right. I mean, to be blunt, did you feel that way as a player, as a competitive, when you're a star player, Christian McCaffrey's a star player, they move on from him,
yeah.
There's a million different coaching changes. Did you feel almost, I got to go somewhere where they know where they're what they're doing? Was that ever a vibe you had as a player, as a competitor?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. Just because of how loyal and how in the moment I am.
Yeah.
I was really just focused. Me, Christian, DJ, we always had conversations. Shaq Thompson, we always had conversations of just how we're going to flip this around.
Right.
So we were pretty much stuck in that process. But, you know, as the years started to, you know, accumulate and I never had a winning season.
Right.
You know, you start looking back on it and just being like, you know, damn, like I want to win.
Yeah. Does this organization?
Y'all are all gone, right?
Was that? I'm sorry.
Everybody's gone.
The only person left is Shaq.
Oh, that's right, Shaq.
I mean, they've completely redone the organization.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Does it feel – obviously, I haven't played a game yet here, but does this organization feel differently compared to what you were with for the last 4 or 5 years?
Everything feels different. Just in general, like I said, it's been a fast process for me. You know, this is my first – obviously, my first move.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, a lot of things are new, but I feel good about the season. I feel good with the direction that we're headed in.
So. Yeah. So tell me about what Shane is going to have you guys doing. Bowen going to have you and Kayvon and this defensive line. Obviously, it's the strength, one of the strengths of this team,
mm-hmm.
That specific unit. How are you going to be able to cook, do what you do?
Really, he's just putting a lot of trust in us, a lot of responsibility on our shoulders, and I feel like it's rightfully so. I definitely feel like we're embracing it. And I like that Shane has an attack mindset, you know. So I did a lot of dropping to Carolina over my 5 years. And I don't see a lot of that now. So
you don't want to be a dropper.
Nah, I want to go forward.
Technically, are you end? Are you edge? Are you linebacker? Like, what's your classification?
I played a lot of things. I guess you can just say it's an edge.
Yeah. So what do you want to do? You
want to get after? Wants to hit the quarterback, man.
I want to go forward. I ain't really into dropping. Like, if it's a changeup, cool.
Right.
But just like, I don't want to, you know, drop 70, 60 times a year.
You think you're going to get a chance to do that?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Especially with the big guy that was just sitting in his chair.
Oh, yeah. You want to sack the quarterback, what, 12, 13 times this year?
Yeah, more probably.
I mean, that
would be great.
Well, you have a complex, I don't want to say a friendly competition. Then we're going to put a wager on this. Man, came on Thibodeau.
Yeah, careful. I don't know if you're allowed to.
I'm not going to allow to. But are you guys competitive on those two edges? Because you and Kayvon are two of the best at doing it right now.
Yeah, definitely. We definitely have a friendly competition going on, and it's kind of inevitable, you know. Even if we don't talk about it, it's kind of...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kind of just, we know. Like, yeah. If I get a sack, I'm up on you, bro. Like, you better tighten up. Let's get in there.
Right. Is your meeting room intense? You know what I mean? Like, as you guys sit back and watch film, what is it? Is it quiet? Is it reflection? Is it trash talking? Like, what's the meeting?
Honestly,
like?
It's a lot of communication, because it's a lot of smart guys in that room.
Yeah.
And it kind of took me by surprise when I first got in there, but they were saying some points and things that I was already thinking of, but me being where I am and where they are, you feel what I'm saying? Like, they were up to par.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? They wasn't missing the beat. So it was actually pretty interesting.
Yeah.
We're talking to Brian Burns here live from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center here on WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM, HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station, also on SNY. A lot of Giant fans are going to call you Spider-Man. That's your nickname. Where did you get it? Who gave it to you?
It started in college. My last year, you know, I was just playing around, goofing around, and I did this pose in practice one time, and everybody was like, the hell is he doing? So, yeah, I kind of joked around like I was going to do it in the game. Never really intended on it.
Right.
And it happened. Okay. And then they got...
Oh, wait, you did it in the game?
Yeah, after a sack. And then they got like a fire pitcher out of it. And then ever since then, it's just been Spider.
Okay.
So
I am curious. I want
to
play a game.
I'm trying to think of the Black Spider-Man. It was a cartoon. What was it? It was a kid.
Yeah, you know Miles Morales.
Yeah, Miles. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
I want to play a game with you. Tell me if you can handle this. So you've had six coaches in 6 years.
Oh, God.
Brian Daboll will be your seventh. Can you name all six coaches right now off the top of your head that coached you at the NFL level?
Head coach, right?
Or head coach. Position.
All right. Yeah, Ron Rivera.
That's one.
Perry was our interim head coach.
Perry Fulance, too.
Right? Yeah, and then Matt Rhule came in.
Okay. Three, right?
And then Steve Wilks was our interim. And then Frank Wright came in.
Five.
And
almost there.
Oh.
You should
know. Almost there.
Right there.
He's there.
What did we call?
That guy's name? I forgot his name, too, by the way.
It's on the tip of my tongue, but he was our special teams coordinator.
Chris,
I don't even know who this is. By the way,
who is it?
It's Chris. I have to write it down. Chris Tabor.
Tabor. That's who it is. Tabor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tabor. Tapes. That's what we call.
We call them tapes. Now you got tapes.
Now you got tapes.
I only ask you.
How did you forget that? It's like I got to do a change of T to a T.
I think you did a pretty good job.
That
like, that's not
good.
Easy. I don't think most Panther fans can name that. But that's got to be difficult to have that many head coaches in such a short period of time.
It is, but it is really difficult as being a leader. of a team, especially at a young age, you know, because you, I always equate it to like having a bad breakup, you know, and then you have to get to know your new head coach. You got to know what he likes, his standards, his motto, his everything. You got to figure that out, and then you have to preach it to the team. So it was always difficult to, you know, keep doing that every other year.
Yeah, for some reason I thought it was Ejiro. I thought Evero was it got the interim job.
Nah,
but it
he
wasn't.
Didn't. But it's crazy because they actually interviewed him for the job that Wright had got.
Yeah, yeah.
They interviewed him for it, but when Wright got fired, they didn't put him as the.
Interestingly, he's still there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so they kept him. They held on to him. So he's a defensive coordinator.
Crazy.
Right.
We're talking to Brian Burns. So, you know, I mentioned here at the top of the interview when you got traded here. There was some incredible excitement. Tiki was excited because he's a giant at heart.
What do you mean at heart?
I'm a giant like you're life, bro. You put a Priest Hall jersey on 2 weeks ago.
That's because you gave it to me as a gift.
That is true. Sean Moraz, one of our coworkers, diehard Giant fan, was dancing. Like, literally was dancing because they got you. When you got that initial phone call of you're probably going to the New York Giants because it was a process with the contract, what was the initial reaction? Was it excitement? Was it sadness that you're leaving? Like, what went through your mind when you found out?
I was excited. And it was mainly sourced just through, you know, a lot of the stuff I was going through that year and, you know, that off season. But I have a video of the
oh, really?
Of the interaction, actually.
With you and your family?
Yeah, it was me and my homeboy at the time. My family wasn't around yet. And then, it's a video of us cutting up.
Wait, explain it to us. Were you going crazy? Were you jumping for joy? Like, I'm about to get paid.
That was why you were excited.
It was a little bit of all of that in one.
It's only fair you release that since we saw the other side of it on Hard Knocks. We saw the negotiation. We saw all that stuff.
Yeah, that was interesting, actually.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Yeah. Did you?
I tapped in just for that, and I didn't watch the rest of it.
I got to watch about me. That's all. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I just wanted to see that part.
We asked Dexy this and about the expectation for this season. And look, some people outside of the organization don't have high expectations for this Giants team. But I mean, I feel like there's more talent here than has been here in a long time. How do you feel going into this season?
I feel good. Like you said, there's a lot of talent around, you know, and it's guys at every level. I feel like there's definitely stars at every level. And just want to speak on the defense specifically. I really feel like if we could tap into, you know, being on one page and being on one accord and the leaders step up and lead, I feel like we can really do a lot of things.
9 wins, 10 wins, what's your prediction?
No, I don't have one of those.
Yeah. You can't ask him.
I'm just
that.
Hanging.
What's wrong with you, bro?
I got nice your back.
He told me telepathically through his Spidey sense 10 minutes. Playoff berth. Brian, appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Brian.
Sure. Appreciate you, dog.
Good to meet you.
Brian Burns, thank you very much. Good meeting you. The New York Football Giants.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.